All right, I call your attention this morning real quickly to the book of Philippians, chapter number 1. Apostle Paul writing to the saints in Philippi. I want to read verse 21 for our text real quickly, a little different, maybe Easter message than normal, but Paul here in Philippians 1 and verse 21 very simply says, "For me to live is Christ, and to die is gain." Father, thank you for this time. We thank you for the wonderful songs we've heard and the fellowship we've enjoyed. We ask you now, Lord, that you might bless in this service now, that your word might go forth with the power of the Holy Spirit. Use it in our lives and guide us and direct us in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Adrian Rogers preached a message on this particular text called "Heads I Win and Tails You Lose." And someone has wrote a song based upon this text that I'm a winner either way. And those things this morning are true, but they're true why? Very simply because of the resurrection today. You see, without the resurrection, those would not be true. Normally, we associate the resurrection with death in the future, and while that's true this morning, we understand that as God hath raised him from the dead, we have many, many glorious things the Lord gives us now. The living Lord of glory this morning is with us. We find that Dr. Roland Dale, many years ago, a preacher over in the land of Ireland, as he was sitting in his study preparing for his Sunday morning message on Easter, all at once he got up and he said, "He's alive. Really, he's alive." And he ran out into the church office and he told his secretary, "He's alive." And he began to run around the sanctuary shouting, "He's alive. He's really alive." And you know, this morning that's true. He's really alive. Amen. But not only that, this morning we could shout today, "I'm alive." Because Jesus said, "Because I live, ye shall live." This morning, and he give us eternal life today. Paul said here in our text, to live is Christ. He wrote in the book of Colossians that Christ in you, the hope of glory. He wrote in the book of Galatians, "The life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." Brother Peter said that he has begotten us again unto a living or a lively hope this morning. Job said, "I know my Redeemer liveth and shall stand in the last days upon the earth. And though the skin worms devour my body, I know that in my flesh I shall see God." This morning, Jesus Christ is alive. He's with us now. He's in our midst today. You know, I think this morning that there was a song written many years ago, and it says, "As you travel down life's road, he's with you every day. With every step you take, he's walked ahead of you. And every night as you lay down, angels are camping all around. I'll never be alone, for he is in the midst." Into the prison they were thrown, Paul and Silas weren't alone. They knew their God was there, and he would see them through. So when the walls began to shake, and all their chains just fell away, they cried, "Behold our God, for he is in the midst." He's in the midst today. He's in the midst of our storm. He's in the valley as we walk through. Where two or three are gathered in his name, he'll be there too. And when you feel so all alone, he is standing next to you. He's with us now. Our Lord is in the midst. I'm glad he's in the midst this morning. And you know, Paul, as he writes in this today, and he talks about to live as Christ, and because he lives today, he's given us some things that Paul talks about here in our first chapter of the book of Philippians today. And, you know, he's given us some song in the night. Verses 12 and 13, Paul says, "But I would should understand, brethren, that the things which have happened to me have fallen out rather unto the furtherance of the gospel, so that in my bonds in Christ are manifest in all the palaces and in all other places." You know, Paul was in prison when he wrote this letter. Paul was there being on trial for his testimony and for preaching the gospel today. But Paul says that even in the midst of the prison, even in the midst of all that I'm going through, God still gives me a song in the night. I read that one time many years ago about canaries, and during World War II, they were impossible to get some of the canaries that were able to sing. And so a fellow devised a method to teach canaries that were born in the United States how to sing. And he brought in some of these other canaries, and he put black cloth over the cages of the others, and he let them listen to those canaries in the dark, and they began to sing. You know, sometimes in the dark hours of the night, in the dark hours of the soul, we really need to sing this morning. You see, he's the God of the mountain, but he's also the God in the valley today. He's the God in the day, but he's also the God in the night. And we can face life with assurance today, very simply because he lives. This past Friday was a year ago since Carrie passed away, and Desi and I carried some flowers up to her grave Friday afternoon, and we were putting the flowers on the grave, and I was looking around, and I was thinking all the things that have transpired. And there, as I looked down on that grave, and you know, thinking I wish I was buying her a dress and buying her flowers, but I thought about when the tornado came through and all the tombstones were thrown down and shifted aside, and I thought, hallelujah, I'm on resurrection ground. One of these glorious days, these tombstones are going to bust wide open, and this body is going to come out of the grave because he lives this morning. Though you have sadness in your heart, and though there's still that empty place, hallelujah, today I've got a song in the night because Jesus lives today. My God is alive today. Paul is saying that in our text today. He's alive, and he'll be with us tonight, and he'll see us through. He'll never leave us or forsake us. And though we might go through those night seasons and those dark hours of the soul, and we go through those times that we don't understand, we can say that he's in our midst, and he gives us a song in the night. Job said, "The Lord our Maker giveth song in the night." I'm glad today that Jesus has risen. I'm glad that he's came out of the grave. I'm glad this morning that we can celebrate that wonderful and glorious event for all of humanity today. And that no matter what goes on in our lives, we can still have a song because he lives. Amen. Paul said we also have an opportunity to witness. Verse number 20, he said, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." Christ magnified. We have the opportunity to witness today of a risen Lord. Paul said, "Christ magnified in me." That means he's made bigger. When I was younger, I didn't have to have glasses, and I could see really good. Now, I have to have glasses. And if I want to see really good, sometimes I have to get a magnifying glass. Why? I have to make it bigger so I can see it. Paul is saying that I'm going to make Christ bigger. I'm going to magnify the Lord with my life. A little boy came to his mother one day, and he said, "Mama," he said, "when the preacher said that Jesus is bigger than us, was that true?" And she said, "Well, certainly, son." He said, "Well, when he said that Jesus lives in us, is that true?" And she said, "Well, yes, son." He said, "Well, if he's bigger than us and he lives in us, why don't he stick out?" Why don't he stick out this morning? Christ magnified. We have the opportunity to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, to let folks see him instead of us. That's what Paul is saying this morning. We need to magnify the Lord. We have an opportunity to witness to those around us this morning. Paul said, "I'm even in prison." But you know, those guards guarding him heard the gospel. We find today that others saw his faith today. They saw his persistence and his tenacity that as he preached and proclaimed the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, we need today that let our faith show through, to show others today the grace and the love of God, to touch out and help others. Paul said in 2 Corinthians chapter 1 that a lot of the things that we go through give us then the opportunity to minister to others, give us the opportunity to witness for the Lord and tell how the Lord hath done for us. Several years ago, I pastored a church over in Alabama, and there was a really sweet lady that was there, and she had a lot of troubles and trials and tribulations in her life. Her mother had a stroke, and her husband was out of work, and she had some children that had a lot of problems, and she was went through life with a lot of problems. But I think she told me one day, and she always had a smile, and she was always singing. And one day she told me, she said, I wonder how the Lord can keep going on. But she said, the other day I was at work, and said a lady came in and said, I want to talk to you a minute. And she said, yeah. And she said, what do you need? And she said, well, I know all these things going on in your life, yet you're always smiling and talking about the Lord being good. And she said, I want you to tell me how to get what you got. You know, the opportunity may be presenting to us today that no matter what we're going through, we have the opportunity to magnify Christ and let others see what He's done for us this morning. And that's a great opportunity that you and I have today. But Paul said, not only do we have a song in the night, but he said we have a message to proclaim. To live is Christ. To live is Christ. What's our message today? Our message is the gospel. Our message today is Jesus is alive. That He's been crucified, that He's been buried, and that He's been raised again. That He died for our sins, that this morning buried, He carried our sins far away, and raising, He justified freely forever. This morning we have the message of the gospel. It didn't die at the cross. It didn't die when they placed Him in the tomb. Hallelujah, He come out, and we still have a message to proclaim this morning. Back over during World War II in Nazi Germany, there was a preacher, a Lutheran pastor by the name of Martin Niemöller, and he underwent severe persecution, spent 6 years in a Nazi concentration camp because he refused to condemn the Jews, because he refused to adhere to Nazi policy. Barely escaped execution, and a few years after the war, he came to the United States on a speaking engagement, and some reporters decided they would go to hear him, expecting to hear exciting tales of what went on during the Nazi regime. He simply mounted the platform of the church in which he was to speak and preached Jesus Christ and Him crucified. After the service was over, one of the reporters looked at the other one and said, I expected to hear some great inspirational lecture. And he said, all he did was preach about Jesus. This morning, you know, that's all we really have to preach about is Jesus, isn't it? Why is that? Because He's alive today. We have a message to proclaim. It didn't die on the cross. The message is still alive this morning. And you and I can go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I can go to every man, woman, boy, and girl and tell the message of the gospel. I can tell them this morning, there's some things I can't do, but hallelujah, I know a man who can. We have a message to proclaim. But we also have a glorious future. See, I said that in the beginning we usually associate the resurrection with that, and thank God for that today. Because Paul said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. To die is gain. We usually think about it the other way around. But Paul said that the greatest thing I could do would be depart and be with Christ, for it's a lot better. I thought about as we sang that song, because He lives, and there's one word I could change, I believe, in that song. It would be in the last verse when it said that when it gives way to victory. And I'll see the lights of that city, and that won't be then that I know He lives, but I can shout that He lives. Hallelujah today. Amen. I know He lives this morning. And one of these glorious days, I can shout that He lives. D.L. Moody, one of the great evangelists of the last century, was on his deathbed. And as he was laying there about to die, he looked up and he said, one day, you'll read in the newspaper that D.L. Moody is dead. He said, don't believe a word of it. He said, I'll be running down the street of gold shouting hallelujah, and I'll be more alive than I've ever been.
Amen. Right.
Why is that? Because he lives this morning. I'm headed home. I don't know about you.
Amen.
One of these glorious days, I'm going to arrive on that glorious shore. I'm going to see Jesus, the one who died for me. We're going to have a great reunion today. And I say to you this morning that Paul said to live is Christ. We have a lot of things God has done for us in this present now. And we have a wonderful future awaiting us today. And it's very simply because Jesus lives.
Amen.
He's my living Savior today. I hope he's yours.
Amen.
If he's not, you know, there's another wonderful opportunity that Paul said. He said that the gospel goes to every creature. The gospel is to whosoever will. The gospel today comes to whosoever will come to the Lord today and accept his offer of salvation. Today, Matt, if you're not saved, if you're not sure, today's the day of salvation. What a wonderful opportunity God gives you now to live with the living Lord and have Christ in you, the hope of glory. Have all the things God gives you now and a wonderful, glorious future yet to come. Because he lives today, I can face tomorrow. Because he lives, all fear is gone. You know, I can shout today, he lives. Can you?
Amen.
Is he your Lord and is he your Savior? Today is the day of opportunity. You'll stand together with me. Brother Bruce and Barbara, come. Heavenly Father, I thank you for this time we've been together. I ask you to use this very simple message for the love and honor and glory of him who loved us and gave himself for us. We thank you today, dear Lord, for the risen Lord of glory. Make us magnify him in our lives. In his name we pray. Amen.